at AskCoachMike here, AskCoachMike.com. This is a preview from our very interesting podcast with Coach Ken Lovick, 20 years at Georgia Tech, four different SCLC championships, been in the MCLA National Tournament a number of times, especially recently, man. They're doing a great job there. Interestingly, a coach I've coached against, you know, and I knew our philosophies were a little bit different, but I chose this drill to put in the preview and write the article on because it kind of illustrates a difference in coaching philosophy, certainly different from the way I would intend to run this drill or what I try to teach in this drill. It is basically a 5v5 drill, but the defense and the emphasis on the drill was defensive. Consequently, they call it the hub drill. He runs it out of a five-man set, either a 2-1-2 or emulating your 1-4-1 with just five guys. But it's a defensive slide drill from his perspective. I would have never chosen the 5v5 format in the two different formations to really focus on this. But hearing his philosophy and his rationale, I thought was really, really interesting. You know, and over the years, they've been a very, very strong defensive team. Never make mistakes, never out of position. And you know, holding teams to under 10 goals, generally speaking, is their reputation. But it's a 5v5 that we all run in practice. I run it to emulate going to the cage off an offensive substitution or a box substitution. I run it to focus on guys cutting through offensively. But I don't know that I've ever run it with the emphasis on where are the slides. And Ken's words were really interesting. Having three to four guys all understand at the same time, you know, what the slide package is and where they should be, communication, responsibility, so on and so forth. Anyway, without further ado, it's a basic drill, but from the perspective of Georgia Tech and MCLA president Ken Lovick, they run it with a different emphasis than I would have ever dreamed to run it, and really made my head spin in terms of the way I coach and what I'm trying to do in practice. Anyway, without further ado, special thanks to our buddies at Crossover for sponsoring the podcast and their help with my site. Great product. You need to be using it if you're not. Here's a guy that I greatly respect, Coach Ken Lovick, talking about a 5v5 from a defensive perspective.
Practicing with the smaller rosters because by that point, 30% of my drill book was unusable. You know?
Oh, sure.
So what's your favorite drill, Coach? And we'll wrap it up.
Mine is, again, I've taken it from somebody recently, but it's just a defensive slide drill. You know, we call it hub. I think that's where the coach that I took it from. But essentially, it's running 5v5 lacrosse. And, you know, the offense starts in either a 2-1-2 or a 1-4-1. And we're attacking from the different points, whether it's top, side, back, wherever. And all it is just a communication and slide drill. Now, it's a good offensive drill as well. I mean, it's about dodging and reading and all that stuff. But, you know, the real mind stake in there is to try to make sure we've got three to four guys understanding slides at the same time and communicating through all of it. I mean, that's one thing I think we've been very, very good at and continue to want to get better at is our general slide package in terms of just how our defense reacts. And so having a drill.
So, like, Coach, in that drill, are you jumping the first slide to make it a sliding drill?
Nope. We want them to have to react. Right? I never want to run a forced sliding drill, only because I don't want them to become robotic. I want them to have to learn to read and evaluate the game. Because again, we want them to have to learn to read when we switch slides in the middle of a dodge. You know, we go from our numbers package to our delta package. You know, if a guy falls too far below or rolls back, whatever happens to be. I mean, you know. And trust me, it's a good question because, I mean, our offensive guys, when they're trying to rotate through, you know, when a guy starts dodging, they immediately just go. They just immediately slide, and that drives me bonkers. You know, I don't want to put my defense on their heels if they don't have to be. What I want you to do is learn to read and evaluate the situation to figure out what's the best for us defensively at that moment. You know, and that's what we try to really drill. And, again, we do this drill, the guys will tell you, I don't think I've missed a practice without doing it. I mean, I always do this drill because to me it's so crucial to the understanding of communication, the understanding where you're supposed to be, what responsibilities you have. And EJ does a really nice job of making sure that it's not a stagnant offense, that it's not just, okay, this guy dodged, this guy, you know, like, helps
so
him.
So the guy that gets the ball, he's got to go to the cage? Is that how you initiate?
No. Well, we bang it around. We want it to be realistic.
Right, okay.
The ball bangs around, and they've got an option. They know. I mean, we tell them if it's in a, 2-1-2, then, we're dodging, we're filling the top side, crease releases, offensively, or you're looking through to bang it through, to X, whatever it happens to be. The offense knows what to do, but yeah, I hate the blow whistle and start dodging thing, because that never happens in lacrosse. And so we want them to bang the ball, so our defense has to learn to move, start communicating. Because every time the ball moves, there's a different slide, pretty much, or different communication. So we want to make sure they're getting the habit of that, and then they go. And then once that happens, we've got balls around the outside. You take up a ball, they go again. We ideally like to get a top wing and X dodge on each set. And then we rotate, and the next group goes. And then we just keep rotating. It goes pretty quick. And again, the whole idea is just defensively to understand your responsibilities, and with the key thing being communication, positioning, footwork. I mean, that's how I love the drill. And again, but EJ's done a nice job with his offense. And again, same way, them understanding this isn't just a defensive drill. We try to make sure every drill we do is not just one-sided. You got to understand there's a component to both sides of the ball whenever we run a drill. And this isn't rocket science by any means. But when I introduce it, it's introduced as a defensive drill. But EJ does a really nice job of counterbalancing that. Same thing when he puts in an offense here. I'm counterbalancing it, saying, don't look at this as an offensive drill. That's how it's introduced to you guys. But here's the opportunity for you on the other side of the ball.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, man, it's already an hour. Goes fast. The Georgia Tech lacrosse camps have just been a, cornerstone for, I think, especially youth lacrosse here in Atlanta, Georgia. Can you tell us where we go to?
Hey, I hope you found that as interesting as I did, talking about coaching philosophies and where your focus is in practice. Maybe I'm a transition running gun guy that just learned something about how an even drill can really work to reinforce defensive communication and responsibilities and slides. And I just am stuck on that term of three or four guys understanding at the same time what's going on there. I tried to hit the highlights in the article section. Check it out. Again, special thanks to Crossover. Special thanks to all of you. Truly humbled by your support of my site. Until next time, LaxCoachMike, LaxCoachMike.com.